Welcome to the International School Peace Garden slideshow, Who We Are and the Architecture of ITEC. My name is Dame Julia Morton Marr. I'm a teacher, music consultant, education curriculum innovator in integrated studies, and I have been on the panel for Science for Peace. I have taught now for a total of 45 years, and I'm the founding president of ITEC, that is the International Holistic Tourism Education Centre. ITEC has developed school programs since 1993. That's 15 years. We've developed curriculum involved with global sustainability education. ITEC consists of a small group of international volunteer educators. The banner indicates that current systemic thinking, system science, supports the integrated studies to programs that involve parks, rivers, oceans, and walking trails. So ITEC has developed a pivot curriculum using a culture of peace through tourism. ITEC has official status with ECOSOC at the United Nations in New York, Vienna, and Geneva, has UNESCO status for the UN Decade of Education for Sustainable Development. The website is www.ihtec.org, and there's more on about ITEC on youtube.com/ITEC. Why is ITEC concerned about the planet and about education? I guess you know what the Global Commons is. In case you don't, it's about things that are common to us all on this planet. Food, water, oceans, space, Arctic and Antarctica. The parts of the planet that are used by all species are in trouble. Climate change is upon us, supported by species loss, which is linked to a loss of biodiversity or natural spaces and forests. I quote from Professor Helmut Burkhardt's blog, "The extinction rate of species is one indicator for the seriousness of the situation. At present, between 20,000 and 100,000 species are disappearing per year. The gravity of this becomes clear when comparing it with the natural extinction rate of some 3 species a year in the pre-technology era." ITEC uses 3 basic tools for communication purposes. The first is Talking Communities, which is a conference room. The second is iVisit, which is for web conferencing up to 20 people at a time. And the third is NiceNet. Please ask if you would like to join, and you're welcome to all the materials that are in there, and you're asked to add your materials in there as you develop them. ITEC's core curriculum. As you can see, the tourism in the centre is the pivot of peace through tourism, and ITEC weaves peace and environmental studies around this pivot. Conflict resolution using the precautionary principle to increase prevention and create friendship between areas of conflict. Then we have technology, environmental law, language arts, and the performing arts. Other school aspects that work. ITEC gives awards for each program achieved for 40 hours of community service with parks, watersheds, walking trails, marine and oceans, and with heritage organizations such as the UNESCO Heritage Sites. This enriches students' learning, increases citizenship, and uses the local knowledge base to help achieve sustainability. Peace Garden concepts that fit the school curriculum and resolve global commons issues. The basic requirements of an International School Peace Garden can be taught from reception to year 12. The aim is not to try and do this all in one year, but to take many years and continue it with new principals and staff and students. life zone and biodiversity planting. There has been a dramatic loss of biodiversity on the planet. In a peace garden, students can plant their local ecosystem. This is a way that also includes food for migrating species, especially birds. Species support. The clearing of forests in Canada and around the world for farms have left few thickets that are rest stops for birds. The monarch butterfly, for instance, lives on milkweed. Now we can plant it in school peace gardens to help the monarch butterfly as it progresses from Canada to Mexico, for instance. One school built 25 birdhouses and placed them around the school grounds. Food security is when all people at all times have physical, social, and economic access to sufficient, safe, and nutritious food which meets their dietary needs and food preferences for an active and healthy life. The World Food Summit statement in 1996. As you saw in Helmut Burkhardt's comments earlier, where countries are focused on biofuels for energy for cars, less precious land is available for food. Already, the prices of food are escalating in Canada and the US. Some schools focus their peace garden on a pizza garden, where they have learned how to grow tomatoes, onions, garlic, green peppers, and red peppers. The Huron District in Ontario had 56 schools involved who planted vegetable gardens. They focused from seed to table to storage and, of course, eating. Medicinal plants for healing. Schools in Hawaii and Mexico have native plants that can be used for healing. In Mexico, their botanical gardens have produced a book on all the uses for the local species from the forest for food and healing. There is an opportunity here for Hawaiian schools to link with Mexican schools, for Canadian schools to link with Australian schools, to create lesson plans and ideas for similar and different plants for health purposes. We also are beginning to develop a maths and science program called Substance Accounting for Ecosystems, so students will be able to see the growth and the losses of their species that they plant in their gardens. I mentioned a little earlier about the importance of having the whole school involved. I also believe that if a secondary school is doing a peace garden, that all of their feeder elementary schools should be involved at the same time. First of all, plan, plant, register, and dedicate. Planning, it's important to do a careful site plan for drainage and to check where pipes are and wires, and have the whole school involved with planning their own peace garden on paper. Planting, students must be involved in the planting to achieve ownership of their peace garden. That saves the vandalism that might occur from other students who weren't involved. It's important to go to the website and register before you begin, please. And the dedication ceremony on an annual basis is vital to ensure new students and teachers and principals so that they understand what the peace garden is all about. Environmental architecture. Every teacher and student must have discussed the peace garden idea. Then, after they've drawn their plan, invite a landscape architect in to donate their time to draw up a final plan. This sectional plan in the slide is of a grassland garden for the study of local Ontario grasses. This classroom did a global collection of words. Each child wrote and spoke about their own ideas for the peace garden. Then they drew a plan, created a shoebox model of their peace garden with objects from home to make all the elements, and then the class created a table model for parents to view. Peace in schools. Classes share their ideas with the whole school assembly. It is important for the reduction of vandalism of the garden and to help students understand the concepts. Some schools built their peace garden between the bus stop and the front door of the school. Every student had to walk through it each day so they understood that the whole school was a place of peace. The large rock has an ISPG logo on it. This is a useful way of making sure that you have some symbol from ITEC in the garden. Peace trees. This involves students' understanding about their state tree and any First Nation or Aboriginal stories about their sacred trees. It also helps in the intercultural understanding of the role of other cultures' peace trees. In Australia, for instance, at Goolwa, the River Murray's mouth, they have a canoe tree, River Red Gum, that could be the state tree. In Ontario, as you can see in the photograph, is the white pine, the provincial tree for Ontario and also the First Nations peace tree. And there's a wonderful story that goes with that. In Hawaii, the sacred tree is the kukai tree and the banyan on the island of Maui. Maybe you know the names of other sacred trees belonging to other countries and cultures. Friendship benches. Benches, two at a time, can be used to solve problems and make friends, to read stories about other people's cultures, to teach values. I'm reminded of Robert Muller's dream benches, as they are a place to sit and think about the problems in the environment and climate change, and to invent solutions. Robert has a wonderful website with his 1,000 ideas for the millennium. The path of peace. A path of peace connects all parts of the garden in the school. It can be a walking path, which is connected to the front and back doors by concrete footpads with peace symbols, which can be made during an art lesson. It can be a booklet of the school's achievement of how they made their garden, and during the process of creating the poetry and art involved with lessons. The book can be given to students when they leave the school, to take to another school, to hand to friends, go to another country, to take to conferences and so on. Some schools have invited other schools to an event and donated a peace tree to start the next school peace garden. Another school created a front foyer at the entrance of the school with pot plants, a friendship bench, peace posters, and children's poetry. Here is a water garden that students helped to build at a secondary school. It has a waterfall and a pond that recycles its water. So there's a whole lesson involvement here with water. Alternative energy, solar and wind. The school has a solar panel on its roof in the picture that is connected to a pump under a rock. When the sun shines, the water sprouts out over the rock. Illinois schools have state legislation for greening of all schools. Parents have handed back asthma puffers to teachers as a result. A school in Vermont created a solar car out of an old pop-top VW, and they raced it for 6 years. Solar ovens teach how to cook food using the sun. Solar lights, of course, are wonderful for festivals. Peace art. You may know that the original peace symbol has its 60th anniversary this year. Students can create an integrated arts package. They can use technology to speak about their work to me internationally, from wherever they are in the world. And it's a much better way than a stand-and-deliver method of teaching. Here you see children's environmental art that they did to raise funds for their peace garden. Some schools held concerts in their garden, dancing the path of peace, playing recorders on the cultural bridge, and placing poetry on their school notice board in the garden. Finally, I have created a granny blog. It's called Granny Julia's Children. It's great fun, and I've begun writing little ideas for my 9 grandchildren, and I've had some to-do lists for young people to stimulate action, and I invite you all to read the blog and add your ideas for children. The blog is 3ws.ispg.blogspot.com. I'd like to thank all the schools that have made these ideas work and made my life possible for being able to share them with you. And thank you very much for listening to me today.